Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. John the Baptist points you to the crucified and sacrificed Lamb of God. You'd think he'd point somewhere else, to someone else. After all, Jesus has been treated ruthlessly, despised and rejected, beaten beyond recognition. Receiving a punishment that only criminals deserve, he's been mocked and spit upon, humiliated and disgraced. And there he hangs on the cross. The truth is that as we consider the appearance of Jesus, it's not pretty. Even to this day, Roman crucifixion is still one of the worst possible ways that a human can die. It's cruel. It's vicious. And to be honest, it's appalling and disgusting. The prophet Isaiah spoke of it this way. His appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness. The brutality had been so severe, so intense, that Jesus is marred beyond human likeness. You can't even recognize him as a regular man anymore. And Isaiah also puts it this way. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was like one from whom men hide their faces. Yes, the sight of the crucifixion is repulsive. Yet what does Scripture do, and what does John the Baptist do, and what does every Christian do? We point to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Because there is no other God than this man, Jesus. There is no one else. He invites us to come and to hear of this brutal message, this message that makes us cringe and makes our skin crawl, but he invites us to hear it. Because it's the only way for your sin and my sin and the sin of the whole world to be taken away. There is no other option. It's either Jesus is beaten beyond recognition or we all go to hell. And Jesus, too, even as he is disfigured on the cross, he hangs there bloody and dying. And in the last moments of his life, he has one last sermon to preach. As the unthinkable is done to Jesus, as he is pouring out his blood, as people are mocking him, he does what no one would ever consider someone in his place would ever do. He says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." God forgives sinners. You, me, even the very men who put him onto that cross, Jesus forgives. And from the pulpit of the cross, he actually preaches another sermon. And in fact, it's the most important sermon that you could ever hear in your entire life. And it's one word. Tetelestai. It is finished. There is no sermon more important to hear than those words. It is finished. Finished. These are God's words from God's mouth that are designed to land inside of your ear. It is finished. But what is it? It's that Jesus came and did exactly what he was supposed to do. Pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities, laid on him is the iniquity of us all. Jesus is numbered with the transgressors, and he bears the sins of many. He finishes his job as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And he says, "It is finished." It means your sin is finished. The biggest thing, the worst thing that is totally wrong with each and every one of us, it has been answered for. Your sin is finished. It can no longer condemn you because it already condemned the Lamb of God in his death. All of sin's sting, all of death's power, all of Satan's fury, all of God's wrath, it's finished. It's spent. Jesus, the crucified Lamb of God, has it all for himself now. It means that heaven and new life are yours. Your salvation is finished. And it means that you can approach then the throne of God's grace confidently every day of your life, and especially this Easter Sunday. Because the truth is that the crucifixion beckons us back to come to the church to hear the wonderful proclamation of Jesus being raised from the dead for all people. Because the truth is that a dead Savior doesn't do us much good, but one who lives again. Well, that's how we know that his sermon is true. That's how we know that we can trust in this last word that Jesus uttered from the cross, is because Jesus doesn't just die, but he rises back to life. And that proclamation that it is finished, we know it's trustworthy. We know that it's true. We know that it is for you and me and for the whole world. My friends, in this one word, in this, you know, in English, I guess it's three words, but in this little tiny sermon, we hear another sermon. You are forgiven. That is Jesus' victory cry. He gives up his life for you on the cross. It is finished. You are forgiven. Why? Because Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.